Chapter 4. Road Safety. Rules of the Road. Speed Limits. You must comply with speed limits. They are based on the design of the road and the types of vehicles that use them. They take into account things you cannot see, such as side roads and driveways where people may pull out suddenly, and the amount of traffic on that road. Remember, speed limits are posted for ideal conditions. If the road is wet or icy, if you cannot see well, or if traffic is heavy, you must slow down. Even if you are driving the posted speed limit, you can get a ticket for traveling too fast for road conditions. Speeding. The best way to prevent speeding is to know how fast you are going. Check the speedometer often. People are not very good at judging how fast they are driving. It is easy to be traveling much faster than you think. This is especially true when you leave high-speed roads and are driving on local roads. Follow the speed limit signs. They are there for your safety. The faster your vehicle is going, the more distance it will take to turn, slow, or stop. For example, stopping at 60 miles per hour does not take twice the distance it takes at 30 miles per hour, as one might think, but over 3 times the distance. Driving safely means adjusting your speed for road and traffic conditions, how well you can see, and obeying speed limits. Driving too slow. Going much slower than other vehicles can be just as bad as speeding. It tends to make vehicles bunch up behind you and causes other traffic to pass you. If vehicles are piled up behind you, pull over when it is safe to do so and let them pass. You should either drive faster or consider using roads with slower speeds. Stopping. Be alert so that you know when you will have to stop well ahead of time. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and usually points to a driver who is not paying attention. When you brake quickly, you could skid and lose control of your vehicle. It also makes it hard for drivers behind you to stop without hitting you. Try to avoid panic stops by seeing events well in advance. By slowing down or changing lanes, you may not have to stop at all. If you do, you can make a more gradual and safer stop. Remember, you must come to a complete stop at a stop sign or stop line. How well can you see? If something is in your path and you need to stop, you need to see it in time to be able to stop. It takes much longer and a farther distance to stop than many people think. If the pavement is dry and you have good tires and brakes, at 50 miles per hour, it can take you about 400 feet to react to something you see and bring your vehicle to a stop. That is about the length of a city block. At 30 miles per hour, it can take about 200 feet to stop. That is almost half a city block in length. If you cannot see 400 feet ahead, it means you may not be driving safely at 50 miles per hour. If you cannot see 200 feet ahead, you may not be driving safely at 30 miles per hour. By the time you see an object in your path, it may be too late to stop without hitting it. Right of way. Where vehicles, bicycles, or pedestrians are likely to meet one another and there are no signs or signals to regulate traffic, there are rules that dictate which driver must yield the right of way. The law says who must yield the right of way. It does not give anyone the right of way. You must do everything you can to prevent striking a pedestrian or another vehicle, regardless of the circumstances. The following right of way rules apply. You must obey signals given by a law enforcement officer, even if the officer's signals contradict the traffic signal. Drivers must yield the right-of-way at all times to pedestrians who are in marked or unmarked crosswalk. Additionally, drivers must yield the right-of-way to bicyclists and pedestrians where a bicycle path crosses the roadway. Pedestrians using a guide dog or carrying a white cane have absolute right-of-way. Do not use your horn, because it could confuse or frighten the pedestrian. Drivers turning left must yield to oncoming vehicles going straight. Drivers entering a traffic circle or rotary must yield to drivers already in the circle. At an intersection where there is no stop sign, yield sign, or oncoming traffic signal, drivers must yield to vehicles coming from the right. At a four-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection first goes first, after coming to a complete stop. If more than one vehicle arrives at the same time, the vehicle on the right goes first. Drivers entering a road from a driveway, alley, or roadside must yield to vehicles already on the main road. Drivers may not enter an intersection unless they can get through it without having to stop. You should wait until traffic ahead clears so that you are not blocking the intersection. Drivers overtaking a vehicle traveling in the same direction must yield to that vehicle, even if the vehicle is slowing or coming to a stop. You must yield the right of way to a police vehicle, fire engine, ambulance, or other emergency vehicle using a siren, air horn, or a red or blue flashing light. When you see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching from any direction, you must pull over to the right edge of the road, or as near to the right as possible, and stop your vehicle. You must remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed, unless otherwise directed by a state or local police officer or a firefighter. If you are in an intersection, drive through the intersection before you pull over. You must stop for a school bus that is stopped with its red lights flashing, whether it is on your side of the road, the opposite side of the road, or at an intersection you are approaching. You are not required to stop if the bus is traveling towards you and a median or other physical barrier separates the roadway. After the school bus's red lights have stopped flashing, watch for children along the side of the road and do not proceed until they have completely left the roadway and it is safe to proceed. You must yield the right of way to trains crossing the roadway. Roundabouts, rotaries, and circular intersections. Roundabouts or rotaries are intersections that are controlled by a circular island in the center. They may have one lane or two lanes. Entering traffic must yield the right of way to circulating traffic. Each road approaching them is marked with a yield sign and may also have the yield line markings on the pavement. They are easy to use. Simply position your vehicle correctly and use your turn signals to indicate where you want to go. When approaching a roundabout or rotary, slow down. You must yield to traffic proceeding through them. If you plan to turn right, stay to the right as you enter. If you plan to go straight, you may stay in either lane. If you plan to turn left, stay to the left as you enter. U-turns. U-turns are not legal everywhere. So before you make a U-turn, check for signs prohibiting them. Never make a U-turn on an expressway. When making a U-turn, give a left turn signal, stop, and check for approaching traffic. Proceed into the outside or right-hand lane traveling in the opposite direction. Parking. Drivers are responsible for making sure that their vehicle is not a hazard when it is parked. Whenever you park, be sure it is in a place that is far enough from any travel lane to avoid interfering with traffic and visible to vehicles approaching from either direction. Always park in a designated area if possible. Always set your parking brake when you park. Leave the vehicle in gear if it is a manual transmission or in park if it has an automatic transmission. Check traffic before you open the door. Get out of the vehicle on the curbside if you can. If you have to use the street side, check traffic before you get out. Shut the door as soon as you can after getting out. Never leave the ignition keys in a parked vehicle. It is a good habit to lock the doors whenever you leave your vehicle. If you must park on a roadway, park your vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as you can. When you park on a hill, turn your wheels sharply towards the side of the road or curb. This way, if your vehicle starts to roll downhill, it will roll away from traffic. No parking zones. There are many areas where you cannot park. Check for signs that may prohibit or limit parking. Some parking restrictions are indicated by colored curb markings. Do not park in an intersection, on a crosswalk or sidewalk, in a construction area if your vehicle will block traffic, within 25 feet of a stop sign, within 25 feet of a pedestrian safety zone, within 10 feet of a fire hydrant, more than 1 foot from the curb. Blocking a driveway, alley, private road, or area of the curb removed or lowered for access to the sidewalk. On a bridge or overpass, or in a tunnel or underpass. On the wrong side of the street. In a space marked for the handicapped, unless you have a handicapped license plate or placard. On the roadside of a parked vehicle. on railroad tracks, where a sign says you cannot park, or in a bike lane. Lights. Crashes often happen when one driver does not see another driver, or when one driver does something the other driver does not expect. It is important that drivers let other road users know that they are there and what they plan to do. Use headlights. Besides helping you see at night, headlights help other people see you. If necessary, flash your high beams to tell other road users you are there. Remember to turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing others. If you have trouble seeing them, they may have trouble seeing you. Use your headlights. On rainy, snowy, or foggy days, it is sometimes hard for other drivers to see your vehicle. In these conditions, headlights make your vehicle easier to see. Remember, if you turn on your wipers, turn on your headlights. It's the law. When it begins to get dark, even if you turn them on a little early, you'll help other drivers see you. Whenever you are driving and lights are necessary, use your headlights. Parking lights are for parked vehicles only. When driving away from a rising or setting sun, turn on your headlights. Drivers coming towards you may have trouble seeing your vehicle. Your headlights will help them see you. It is much harder to see at night. Here are some things you can do that will help you see better. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. It is important to use your high beams on unfamiliar roads, in construction areas, or where there may be people along the side of the road. Dim your high beams whenever you come within about one block distance of an oncoming vehicle. Use your low beams when following another vehicle or when in heavy traffic. Use the low beams in fog or when it is snowing or raining hard. Light from high beams will reflect back, causing glare and making it more difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles also have fog lights that you should use under these conditions. Do not drive at any time with only your parking lights on. Parking lights are for parking only. If a vehicle comes towards you with high beams on, flash your headlights quickly a couple of times. If the driver fails to dim the lights, look toward the right side of the road. This will keep you from being blinded by other vehicles' headlights and allow you to see enough of the edge of the road to stay on course. Do not try to get back at other drivers by keeping your bright lights on. If you do, both of you may be blinded. Here are some things that limit how well you can see and hints you can follow to be a safer driver. Darkness. It is hard to see at night. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. You must be able to stop within the distance you can see with your headlights. Your headlights will let you see about 400 feet ahead. You should drive at a speed that allows you to stop within this distance, or about 50 miles per hour. Rain, fog, or snow. In a very heavy rain, snowstorm, or thick fog, you may not be able to see much more than 200 feet ahead. In a very heavy downpour, you may not be able to see well enough to drive. If this happens, pull off the road in a safe place and wait until it clears. Hills and curves. You may not know what is on the other side of a hill or just around a curve, even if you have driven the road many times. If a vehicle is stalled on the road just over a hill or around a curve, you must be able to stop. Whenever you come to a hill or a curve that you cannot see over or around, adjust your speed so you can stop if necessary. Horn. Use your horn for safety. People cannot see you unless they are looking your way. Your horn can get their attention. Use it whenever it will help prevent an accident. If there is no immediate danger, a light tap on the horn should be all you need. Give your horn a light tap. When a person on foot or on a bike appears to be moving into your lane of travel, when you are passing a driver who starts to turn into your lane, or when a driver is not paying attention and may have trouble seeing you. If there is danger, do not be afraid to sound a sharp blast on your horn. Do this when a child or older person is about to walk, run, or ride into the street, another vehicle is in danger of hitting you, you have lost control of your vehicle and are moving towards someone. When not to use your horn. There are several occasions when you should not use your horn. They include encouraging someone to drive faster or get out of the way, notifying other drivers of an error, greeting a friend, around blind pedestrians, or when approaching horses. Turn signals. Other drivers generally expect you to keep doing what you are doing. You must warn them when you are going to change direction or slow down. This will give them time to react, if necessary, or at least not be surprised by what you do. Signal when you change direction. Signaling gives other drivers time to react to your moves. You should use your turn signals or hand signal before you change lanes, turn, merge into traffic, or park. Get into the habit of signaling every time you change direction. Signal even when you do not see anyone else around. It is easy to miss someone who needs to know what you are doing. Try and signal at least 3 seconds before you make your move. Be careful that you do not signal too early. If there are streets, driveways, intersections, or entrances between you and where you want to turn, wait until you have reached that point before signaling. For example, if you intend to turn into a driveway just after an intersection, wait until you reach the intersection before signaling. If another vehicle is about to enter the street between you and where you plan to turn, wait until you have passed it to signal your turn. If you signal earlier, the other driver may think you plan to turn where they are, and they may pull into your path. After you have made a turn or lane change, make sure your turn signal is off. After small turns, the signal may not turn off by themselves. Turn the signal off if it has not clicked off by itself. If you don't, others might think you plan to turn again. Signal when you slow down. Your brake lights let people know that you are slowing down. Always slow down as early as it is safe to do so. If you are going to stop or slow down at a place where another driver does not expect it, tap your brake pedal quickly 3 or 4 times to let those behind you know that you are about to slow down. Do this when turning off a roadway that does not have separate turn or exit lanes, parking or turning just before an intersection, approaching an intersection where you expect to turn, or avoiding something in the road that a driver behind you cannot see, including stopped or slowing traffic. Vehicle emergencies. All drivers will sooner or later find themselves in an emergency situation. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause a problem for you. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. Use emergency signals. If your vehicle breaks down on a highway, make sure that other drivers can see it. All too often, crashes occur because a driver did not see a stalled vehicle until it was too late to stop. Notify authorities that your vehicle, or someone else's, has broken down. If you have vehicle trouble, get your vehicle off the road and away from traffic if at all possible. Turn on your emergency flashers to show that you are having trouble. If you cannot get your vehicle off the roadway, try to stop where other drivers have a clear view of your vehicle. Do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Try to warn other road users that your vehicle is there. Place emergency flares behind the vehicle. This allows other drivers to change lanes if necessary. If you do not have emergency flares or other warning devices, stand by the side of the road where you are safe from traffic and wave traffic around your vehicle. Use a white cloth if you have one. Never stand in the roadway. Do not try to change a tire if it means you have to be in a traffic lane. Lift the hood or tie a white cloth to the antenna, side mirror, or door handle to signal an emergency. Equipment failure. There is always a chance of you having a vehicle problem while you are driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventative measures greatly reduces the chance of your vehicle having a problem. Here are some possible equipment failures and what you can do if they happen. Brake failure. If your brakes stop working, pump the brake pedal several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to allow you to stop. If that does not work, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle does start to skid. If that does not work, start shifting to lower gears and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the vehicle is off the roadway. Do not drive the vehicle without brakes. Tire blowout. If a tire suddenly goes flat, hold the steering wheel tightly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow down gradually. Take your foot off the gas pedal and use the brakes lightly. Do not stop on the road if at all possible. Pull off the road in a safe place. Power failure. If the engine dies while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that it may be difficult to turn, but it is possible. Pull off the roadway. The brakes will still work, but you may have to push very hard on the brake pedal. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, slow down gradually and pull off the road as soon as possible. Try the headlight switch a few times. If that does not work, put on the emergency flashers, turn on signals or fog lights if you have them. Do not operate your vehicle. If the gas pedal sticks, if the motor keeps going faster and faster, keep your eyes on the road. Quickly shift to neutral. Pull off the road when it is safe to do so, and turn off the engine. Steering wheel locks. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while it is still in motion, or the steering will lock and you will lose control of your vehicle. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases, they do act, but they do something that does not help to reduce the chance of the collision. There is almost always something you can do to avoid the crash or reduce the impact of the crash. In avoiding a collision, drivers have three options: stop, turn, or speed up. Stopping quickly. Many newer vehicles have an anti-lock braking system, or ABS. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The ABS system will allow you to stop without skidding. In general, if you need to stop quickly, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS system will only work when the brake pedal is pushed down. If you must stop quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, you can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. Apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Quickly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Turning quickly. In most cases, you can turn the vehicle more quickly than you can stop it. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Once you have turned away or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. With anti-lock braking. One aspect of having ABS is that you can turn your vehicle while braking without skidding. This is very helpful if you must turn and stop or slow down. Without anti-lock brakes. If you do not have ABS, you must use a different procedure to turn quickly. You should step on the brake pedal, then let up and turn the steering wheel. Braking will slow the vehicle, put more weight on the front tires, and allow for a quicker turn. Do not lock up the front wheels while braking or turn so sharply that the vehicle can only skid ahead. Remember that it is generally better to run off the road than to crash head-on into another vehicle. Speeding up. Sometimes it is best or necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind, and there is room to the front to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Dealing with skids. Any road that is safe under normal conditions can be dangerous when it is wet or has snow or ice on it. High speeds under normal conditions also increase the possibility of a skid if you must turn or stop suddenly. Skids are caused when the tires can no longer grip the road. As you cannot control a vehicle when it is skidding, it is best not to cause your vehicle to skid in the first place. Skids happen when a driver travels too fast for conditions. If your vehicle begins to skid, stay off the brake. Until the vehicle slows down, your brakes will not work and could cause you to skid more. Steer. Turn the steering wheel in the direction you want the vehicle to go. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the steering wheel back the other way. If you do not do so, your vehicle may swing around in the other direction and you could start a new skid. Continue to steer. Continue to correct your steering, left and right, until the vehicle is again moving down the road under your control. Traffic crashes. Do not stop at an accident unless you are involved or if emergency help has not yet arrived. Keep your attention on your driving and keep moving, watching for people who might be in or near the road. Never drive to the scene of an accident, fire, or other disaster just to look. You may block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks, and other rescue vehicles. No matter how good of a driver you are, there may be a time when you are involved in a crash. If you are involved in an accident, you must stop. If you are involved in an accident with a parked vehicle, you must try and locate the owner. If any person is injured or killed, the police must be notified. It is a crime for you to leave a crash site in which your vehicle was involved if there is an injury or a death before police have talked to you and gotten all the information they need about the crash. You may want to carry a basic vehicle emergency kit. These kits have emergency flares, first aid supplies, and basic tools. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. If nothing works, try to lessen any injuries that could result from the crash. The most important thing you can do is to use your lap and shoulder belts. Besides your safety belts, there are a couple of other things that could help prevent more serious injuries. Hit from the rear. If your vehicle is hit from the rear, your body will be thrown backwards. Press yourself against the back of your seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply your brakes so that you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Hit from the side. If your vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown towards the side that is hit. Front airbags will not help in this situation. Your lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. Hit from the front. If your vehicle is about to be hit from the front, it is important to try to have a glancing blow rather than being struck head-on. This means that if a collision is about to happen, you should try to turn the vehicle. At worst, you will hit with a glancing blow. You might also miss it. If your vehicle has an airbag, it will inflate. It will also deflate following the crash, so be ready to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. You must use your lap and shoulder belts to keep you behind the wheel and to protect you if your vehicle has a second crash. At the accident scene. Stop your vehicle at or near the accident site. If your vehicle can move, get it off the road so that it does not block traffic or cause another crash. Do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. You could be struck by another vehicle. Turn off the ignition of each wrecked vehicle. Do not smoke around the wrecked vehicles. Fuel could be spilled. Fire is a real danger. If there are power lines down with wires in the road, do not go near them. Make sure that other traffic will not be involved in the crash. Use flares or other warning devices to alert traffic of the accident. If someone is injured, get help. Make sure the police and emergency medical or rescue squad have been called. If there is a fire, tell this to the police when you call them. Do not move the injured unless they are in a burning vehicle or in other immediate danger of being hit by another vehicle. Moving a person can make their injuries worse. First, help anyone who is not already walking and talking. Check for breathing, and then check for bleeding. If there is bleeding, apply pressure directly on the wound with your hand or with a cloth. Even severe bleeding can almost always be stopped or slowed by putting pressure on the wound. Do not give injured persons anything to drink, not even water. To help prevent an injured person from going into shock, cover them with a blanket or coat to keep them warm. Report the accident. Get the names and addresses of all people involved in the accident and any witnesses, including injured persons. Exchange information with other drivers involved in the crash. name, address, driver's license number, vehicle information, such as the license plate, make, model, and year of a vehicle, and insurance company and policy number, if available. Record any damage to the vehicles involved in the crash. Provide information to the police or other emergency officials if requested. Should the accident involve a parked vehicle, try to find the owner. If you cannot, leave a note in a place where it can be seen with the date and time of the accident and information on how the owner can reach you. You must report the accident to police if there is an injury, a death, or property damage.